And it is an open phone Monday on the talk show. Colin Letty is across the console. We're talking about anything and everything. The Olympics going on in spite of emergency situations in Tokyo. We're just reading about Toyota has pulled all of their Olympic-themed ads away. Toyota is one of the major contributing sponsors, but you know, the whole idea of this Olympics, it's like Tokyo. I mean, the people, 87% of the people didn't want to have it. There's no fans in the stands. Let's see. You've got athletes. What, four more athletes with COVID coming down just this past yesterday. You know, I don't understand why they just didn't move it back. As you know, everybody was suggesting doing what exactly we said they should do: move it back a year, move it to 22, so you have both the Winter and the Summer Olympics in the same year.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Well, of course not.
Why? Because they already lost a lot of money moving it back 1 year. They're not going to do it a second time.
Well, but
and if you've seen what hosting the Olympics does to a country that economically can barely handle it.
Well, it's changed the whole idea of the Olympics. And I was reading about this yesterday. Is that the Olympics started? We're in the 19th century when they returned. It was in 1896. It was a 19th century idea of bringing the world together. And it was supposed to be athletes doing, you know, getting together and meeting each other and competing and doing sort of a test against the world. And it has been that for much of the time, but it has also been blown so far out of proportion and has become so outrageously expensive for anybody to host it.
Which is the case with most sporting events that are a few years old. Look at the Super Bowl.
Well, I know, but the fact is...
the World Cup.
Well, the Super Bowl moves to a different place all the time, and they get the money back because those tickets are... What does the Super Bowl ticket cost?
Too much.
Yeah, way too much.
Or look at something like the World Cup. That's arguably even bigger than the Olympics.
That could be, but it's... The one thing about it is... That it has, it's moved around. You play in different places, and you don't have. Now the World Cup is played. Is it played all in? No, you have to qualify in there at different places,
yes,
right?
It's the World Cup is held in different locations
right.
Every 4 years.
Yeah, so it's moved around, but yeah, I don't know. I guess this is one.
And qualifying for that is a million rounds long.
Well, you know. It's sort of like common sense just seems to be escaping me in terms of what the decision of these Olympic organizers.
Well, like I said,
they spent so much money and now
they they've lost enough money moving it back 1 year, and they don't want to lose more moving it back second, so they thought better to just get it done and over with.
You think the Olympics are still going to be something people will want to bid on? Do you think that's what? It's as outrageously as expensive as it is.
Well, aren't the next Olympic locations set for the next, like, 10 years?
Well, actually, they're not set for 10. I think they're set for... They do it... In fact, you only have one Olympics at a time that they look for, I think. They'll have... Actually, I take that back. The next two Olympics are picked out.
The next Summer Olympics are in Paris. The next... Summer Olympics after that are in Los Angeles,
right.
And in 2032 they're in Brisbane, Australia.
Well, they do have it going out. Okay, all right, a dozen years, and okay, I suppose it takes that long but it still is outrageously expensive.
The next Winter Olympics are in China, and the next Winter Olympics after that are in. One second, give me a moment.
It is interesting that Beijing gets to host both the Winter and the Summer Olympics.
Many places do that.
No, I understand.
Like the United States has hosted both Summer and Winter Olympics just in different locations.
But Beijing, I mean, we're talking the same location. Well, obviously the region around Beijing, which is a monster city.
And the 2026 Winter Olympics will be in Italy.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, 754-1490. You know, I'm wondering, this whole outcry about the Biden administration talking about Facebook or sending, you know, basically trying to...
Okay.
Is that censorship?
Well, yes and no. Well, it's completely 100% subjective, because what you consider... Some people would consider them policing blatant false information. Other people consider it censorship because, you know, as a free American, you have the right to consume whatever media you want, which is the case, but...
And it's a private company.
There is stuff you look out there. Yes, it's a private company. It can do whatever it wants, but... And you really...
And they are.
This argument has been going on for the better part of a decade and a half of whether or not the government should be able or allowed to encroach on the internet. Ever since the days of the SOPA bill, if you remember what that
is. Okay, yeah. But, you know, I think what it is we have taken the entire COVID vaccination campaign and we've made it so politicized that now we've got people that are just... I'm not going to get vaccinated because I don't want to. So you've got these. I think the red states that are. Wait, no, the red states are the Democrats. Is that right?
No.
No, the red states are Republicans. Right. Okay. R is for R. I know. B is for D. Okay. All right. Is that simple enough? Okay.
I guess. But
I don't know.
So, has the vaccine campaign?
We're just stuck here, just kind of gradually getting a few more people.
You're absolutely right about that, and that is the vaccine campaign has become, unfortunately, extremely politicized. We were talking about this earlier when we had John Billups in. We were talking about this between the three of us off mic. Is that the CPAC? Is that what it is?
CPAC.
So I forget who was on stage.
Conservative Political Action Committee.
I forget who was on stage, but he said the vaccine levels have stagnated and the crowd roared.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, the Delta variant is something.
Yes, and it's shown that the vaccine, as we currently have it, is fairly effective against that variant. Is it as effective as when a potential booster will come out? No, but is it effective enough?
Can you still get COVID even though you're vaccinated?
In extremely rare instances, yes.
In rare instances, yes. And 99.5% of anybody hospitalized with COVID, 99.9%. Anybody hospitalized with COVID is unvaccinated.
The overwhelming majority are unvaccinated, yes. And, like, I would love to know the reasons why someone is choosing not to get a vaccine, and those are, vaccine, it is your, well within your rights to refuse it. It's just,
They've been doing studies on this thing, and a lot of people are saying, I don't want to get sick. The side effects might affect my heart, or it might affect... You know what?
Is getting full-blown COVID-19, but I completely understand that, too. It's like, I got the vaccine, I felt like I had the flu for a day, and I'm fine, but I'm a relatively healthy young person.
And I didn't have any side effects at all, really. I could just tell a little soreness at the injection site after the first one.
But I can tell you multiple people that I know who have certain underlying health conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and things like that got the vaccine and they were perfectly fine.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think it was Jack that was on and said Jack wasn't going to get the vaccine.
That's his choice.
And I think the fact is it is your choice. And what did John Billups say? He said, you know what? Don't get the vaccine, you know, you don't have to, but I kind of like to have you stick around. I read yesterday, you know what the center of the pandemic is right now? Indonesia. Indonesia has got, it's running rife through there. Very low vaccination rates and very high a number of hospitalized people that are... You have to bring, in fact, if you're in Indonesia, if you want to, if you, you there's the hospitals are full, and they don't have enough oxygen. So if you want to go, if you go to the hospital, you have to have your own oxygen. Yeah. It's that's just, how's that for a...
Well, worldwide vaccine distribution is a whole nother animal, and that is hopefully going to start ramping up here in the next few months as more and more of it is being made.
Did you see what the percentage of people vaccinated in Israel is?
I'm guessing it's above 70%.
97.9%. 97.9% of all.
Well, you also have to factor.
It's a much smaller country.
There are multiple factors into this. There's population density. There are certain disparities with people being able to be vaccinated. I understand that, but if it's available to you, and a overwhelming majority of these things are free.
Now they have expanded the health the hours for the Des Moines County. I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, isn't it?
Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Is it Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Of this week, they're experimenting with extended hours.
Okay, so I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna. Hey, look, nobody has to get the vaccine, but the more people that do, the better your chances are that it's not gonna spread to somebody else.
And we can forget about this whole thing and get on with our lives.
Exactly. That's exactly what we wanted. Normal is what we want, and not new normal, just normal, and we're close to it.
Right now, we're in new normal.
I know.
And we want normal.
Yes. Normal is everything the way it was.
Are COVID numbers way down right now? Yeah, but that's because more and more people hopefully are getting more shots.
However, the COVID numbers are going up in all 50 states right now. Did you know that?
That's Delta variant cases, yes, but
it is Delta variant, but it's that's the predominant, most contagious form of COVID right now.
Yeah, and it's, as you said, it's overwhelmingly unvaccinated people.
And it's overwhelmingly unvaccinated people. But the numbers, the numbers are going up because we do have, where are we sitting? I think we're just barely, are we above 40?
I don't even think we're above 35.
I don't even know. Check and see where we are on that. Because, all right, if you haven't been vaccinated, why? And is it fear? Is it just obstinance? I don't want to get sick.
I think it's
everything.
It's a conglomerate of those factors.
I know. But politicization of the entire vaccination process is just nuts. Anyway, all right. Well, let's see. What's the other thing we've got? This incident. Here's the other thing.
Okay. Based on a quick Google here in Iowa, there are 1.5 million people fully vaccinated. That's a percent of population fully vaccinated, 49%.
49%.
Based on a cursory Google search here. I'm not saying these are concrete numbers because different sites may say different things. All right, let's take a look here. Vaccine administration data. This is on coronavirus.iowa.gov. Vaccine of total doses administered, 3,374,000. 1.3 million vaccines completed in Iowa.
Okay. So
46.2% is what the state's coronavirus website says. So we're above 44. We are above 40%.
What are we in Des Moines County? Do you have a Des Moines County?
I do not have. You always.
I'm asking that because...
No, I'm saying you always ask me about this stuff after I close the browser.
I know. Hotspots in Iowa. Let's see. The fact is, we are seeing a surge in the Delta variant cases that are now ascending people right now.
Mm-hmm.
But will anything happen to change that? I don't know. Something else that's been bothering me is this whole situation, Adventureland, and all of a sudden...
Yeah.
Real
quick, just so you asked, the percent of fully vaccinated people...
Not even to 40.
Nope.
Okay.
But we are above 35.
Okay. Well, okay. Yay.
Hey, you asked.
No, I asked, and I'm told, yeah.
But... you know, hopefully we'll see those numbers start to creep back up. But yeah, to your point, we were talking about this earlier. We keep hearing more and more about this unfortunate accident that happened out at Adventureland. What was it, a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. And, you know, you had that. It was the Raging River, and the Raging River ride.
That's one of the more popular rides isn't
it? But it is. But one of the things that was most bothersome about it, this had been taken out. That particular, I guess, boat or whatever we want to call it, it's pulled along on a track. But that particular boat had been taken out of service because the bladders had deflated on it. So they inflated the bladders, put it back in there. But guess what?
They weren't fixed properly.
Now, why did you not just leave it out? No, they should have just left it out of action, but they didn't. The other thing is that they need to have
Somebody might be looking at a negligent homicide charge here.
Well, I don't know who they. Yeah, and the other thing is that they had the when the first responders got there, all of the chain link fence that went through there was all locked. Nobody could get in. And they didn't have the staff at Adventureland wasn't properly trained. These are things that just simply, you know, they've had deaths before on that ride.
Same ride.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think they'd be particularly?
This was a bit different because it was because a park employee got pinned between a raft and a wall. I believe that's what
now
it was.
No, that's true. That's true. It was a different thing. This one was...
bottom line, somebody died on that same ride.
This thing, it overturned. And that once it's overturned, you're strapped in, and that's what happened. And one was fatally injured. The other one was critically injured. So it was just a... You know, it does make
just
you think...
Kids, too.
He said, she said, basically everybody's trying to take the blame or point to somebody else to take the blame on something like that. Anyway, we talked about also the Bahena Rivera thing. And yes, I think, and you set a point on Thursday of last week, you know what, if it's a murder charge and you're
if
being
it's
sent,
a charge as serious as that, you are obligated to explore every avenue.
If it's first degree murder, you got to explore every avenue. Are you likely to find anything? Probably not, but...
You are obligated to explore every possibility. And when new evidence like this comes up, circumstantial as it is, you have an obligation to explore the possibility. And if it proves to be credible and it proves to be exactly what happened, you've got a whole other situation here.
Anyway, we've got some good things. I had John Billups in today, earlier. We were talking about the fact the Tiger Grants... that's going out. That should be back this week. The Tama building should be back this week. We've got the other apartments that's loft apartments. Those are all being continuing to move along. There a committee and a group of people working on a boutique hotel, also working on getting a grocery store downtown. And there's 22 eateries in downtown Burlington. Did you know that?
I did not.
Well, you do now.
I didn't know that was the exact number.
Yeah. Amy Moyner was the one who pointed it out. They had over 100 vendors for the Very Vintage Market on Saturday. Huge.
That's fantastic.
And that's... No, so, I mean, for all of the things that were going on, I remember, the last person to leave downtown Burlington, please turn out the lights. I can remember hearing that. those of you that have been around of a certain age might remember... Remember the great you know, I think what we'll do is we'll make it a steamboat walk, and we will close the street so you can't drive down Jefferson. You actually have to. It'll be a walking mall, you know, like Nicollet Mall in Minneapolis. Everybody was for a while there. Have you ever been to Minneapolis?
Yes, but I don't think I've ever been to.
That's
the location
a
down.
It's a downtown. It's a downtown mall, and it worked very well in Minneapolis.
You say a mall in Minneapolis? I'm thinking.
But
of
it
one
was
place.
A down. It was a downtown mall, basically, where they took a street out and had it all be. It was all walking. It was all just people walking. So you had to park and uh, and you And these stores were all lined up along this along these blocks that we're all walking. It was covered with, I think it was bricks, if I'm right.
Oh, so it's kind of like what they do for Broadway in Nashville.
Yeah. And
like at night, they completely close that street off. And
but they don't have. But this was actually because all the stores at Dayton, Hudson, Targets, which became Target and all of the other things, all of the big stores were all right there. Now, retail stores, there's something. Where are retail stores going? Well, they're having
the internet.
Well, they're going to the internet. The big department stores going to the internet. Anyway, so it's 9:32 at KBUR. Anything on your mind, we'll talk about it. We've got more to talk about, and we will be back right after this.
This, keep it on the down low here, is the Dan Patrick Show.
Are NBA players today soft? I do not understand why some of these players are not playing.
Yeah, but this is the era of caution, though. If you look at the amount of money that's at stake here and the investments that you have in these players, it's a cautionary tale. You know who's criticizing or critiquing? Old people.
Dan Patrick.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Weekday mornings, 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Mr. Clean. Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls. But did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean. It's time for some straight talk. Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get our unlimited plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense. Tune into Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
It's the hottest day of the year. You're out mowing your yard. Sweat running into your eyes, down your back. Time to take a break. You walk into your home, feels cool and fresh. Or does it? Hi, this is Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning. Now's the time to think air conditioning. If that old unit was acting up last year, let's get a new high-efficiency unit installed. That way, when the temperatures hit 98 degrees, you'll be enjoying the cool comfort of your new Amana air conditioner. Just needing a tune-up? Don't end up waiting your turn for service this summer. Give us a call now. No matter what brand you have, we'll make any adjustments you need to make sure your home stays at the consistent temperature you want. For all your cooling and heating needs, give us a call today. Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer, serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. With 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
Free Talk Live.
Sorry, you can't classify a drug crime as a nonviolent crime.
Yes, I can.
You got people that can't afford drugs, so they buy them and sell 75% of it to somebody else to support their habit.
What's the violent crime there? You just told me about people buying and selling drugs.
Replace the word drugs with milkshake, and you'll realize that there's no violence involved.
Free Talk Live, weeknights from 11 till midnight on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Weather brought to you by Southeast Iowa Regional Airport and Air Choice One, making your travels easy, flying from Burlington to St. Louis and Chicago daily.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The Des Moines County Sheriff's Office has announced the arrest of a Burlington man for possession of methamphetamine. According to a news release on Saturday at about 5 p.m., a deputy with the Des Moines County Sheriff's Office stopped a vehicle at Summer Street and Old Highway 61 for careless driving. During the stop, a department canine conducted an open-air sniff on the vehicle, and the canine alerted to the presence of narcotics. Deputies then searched the vehicle and located methamphetamine on the driver's seat and driver's side floorboard. The driver, 38-year-old Nicholas Owen Strunk of Burlington, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and driving under suspension. He was transported to the Des Moines County Jail with a $5,000 cash or surety bond. Family and friends are remembering the joy an 11-year-old boy brought to others before he was critically injured on a ride at an Iowa amusement park earlier this month. Many of the more than 100 mourners grieving Michael Jeremio's death wore orange to his funeral in Des Moines on Saturday because it was his favorite color. Jeremio was injured on July 3rd after a boat he was riding with five other family members flipped over at Adventureland Park and trapped the young boy and his older brother under the water for minutes. Michael Jeremio died the next day while 16-year-old David Jeremio remains hospitalized in critical condition. Dubuque police used traffic camera video to track a suspect in a weekend shooting. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
An 18-year-old man was shot to death in Dubuque early Saturday evening. Police found the victim shot in the chest in a downtown Dubuque intersection. The shooting was caught by a traffic camera. The police used footage to track the suspect to a house nearby and took a 15-year-old boy into custody.
Iowa's unemployment rate rose slightly to 4% in June as more residents began looking for work. Iowa Workforce Development reported Friday that the unemployment rate increased from 3.9% in May. The number of working Iowans increased by 3,800 from May to June, but the number of unemployed residents seeking jobs also increased to 2,400. The U.S. unemployment rate for June was 5.9%. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
I'm Chris Foster. The Biden administration accuses the Chinese government of malicious cyber activity, including a hack that compromised computers around the world.
The hack targeted Microsoft Exchange, hitting more than 100,000 servers, including U.S. military contractors and large companies. The European Union, NATO, and other allied nations are joining the U.S. in condemning the attack, which was reportedly enabled by a yet unknown vulnerability in Microsoft Exchange.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Five Texas Democrats test positive for COVID-19 in Washington, D.C.
They came to D.C. to block the Texas legislature from passing a GOP voting bill. They've met with Democratic lawmakers all week. The offices of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin say those members were not exposed. The Texans also met with Vice President Harris, and she went to Walter Reed Medical Center Sunday. That was described as a routine doctor's appointment.
Fox's Chad Pergram. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly sunny through the day. A high up to 84 degrees this afternoon. We'll see mostly clear tonight. A low down to 65. And for Tuesday, again sunny. Back up to 87. Mostly clear Tuesday night. A low to 68. Wednesday, mostly sunny. 87 again and sunny on Thursday. Up to 89. And for Friday, sunny skies 90. Mostly sunny Saturday 90 right now. We continue mostly sunny skies, 74.
Great River Health is taking healthcare in a new direction. Its hospitals in West Burlington and Fort Madison are now Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, one hospital with two campuses. They are connected by a secure electronic medical record system that allows instant access to your information at each of its more than 30 clinics. Still locally owned, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center has served the tri-state area for more than 100 years. Get more information at greatriverhealth.org.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. It's an ugly Monday morning on Wall Street. Stocks are selling off to start the week as they come off their worst week in a month. Bond yields are also falling this morning. Investors are spooked by more COVID cases in the U.S. as the more contagious Delta variant spreads. Infections are reported among vaccinated pro athletes and among young, healthy, and vaccinated Olympic athletes, including one alternate member of the U.S. Women's Olympic Gymnastics team just days ahead of the Games in Tokyo. Travel stocks getting hit this morning, airlines, cruise lines, and more reopening names. Morgan Stanley saying a 10 to 20% correction is ahead. England is lifting its COVID rules today as cases there surge. And watch Facebook shares today as a call grows to regulate the company for allowing junk science to influence users against getting vaccinated. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn, real gold. You can have real gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have real gold put into your IRA or 401k. just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning real gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting real gold and silver delivered to your home or about having real gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And welcome back. An open phone day today on the talk show. And, you know, I think, are we just getting me? Are, you know, something else is bothering me. Did you see the Red Sox and the Yankees? The game all of a sudden got halted because a fan threw a baseball at the outfielder. I mean, and we had a basket, the NBA.
Somebody threw a shoe at Kyrie Irving, yeah. And another guy spit on Russell Westbrook.
Well, they threw a bottle. It was a bottle.
No, it was a shoe.
Was it a shoe?
A shoe at Kyrie Irving. Another fan spat on a Washington Wizards player named Russell Westbrook.
I mean, come on. Are we just more misbehaved? Or are we just more stupid? Or what?
Here's my theory, and I don't think it's that strange. So we've been cut off from things that are normally, you know, that are normal for the better part of a year.
Right.
And we've been stuck on the internet for so long, which is a forum for confrontation without real consequences. Okay. And thus, when we get back out in the real world, people forget how to act.
Okay. You're saying you think it's because people have spent too much time looking online? Is that what they're doing?
I think it's because people have been spending too much time inside.
Okay.
People have been socially isolated for over a year, and when you get back out into the world, it's going to be a bit of a reacclimation period, so people need time to remember their manners, for lack of a better term.
Well, it seems that we've been out for a while, but you know,
I get it. You go to a sporting event, you get to yell, boo, cheer within limits, but some people have just forgotten what the limits are.
Yeah, and as I said before,
we've seen it used to be way, way worse with people throwing things. You remember that football game in the 70s where fans in Philadelphia at the Vet threw batteries at Santa Claus?
I do not, but I do remember Iowa fans going up to Wisconsin and having beer poured on them as they went out. Oh no, the team had beer poured on them as they went out the tunnel.
I had a lot of things yelled at me when I went to St. Louis in a Cubs shirt.
Okay. Anyway, we just seem to be less civil. Maybe that's the best way to put it. I don't know if it's that or whether we're just pent up. I don't know.
I think it's both.
Could be both, could be whatever.
It's a lack of social graces.
Sportsmanship has been...
Etiquette.
Yeah, and etiquette and that sort of thing.
Due to the fact that we've been away from that environment for so long, that people forget that there is an etiquette and a level of responsibility in terms of fans as well as the people on the court or on the field.
Right. I would agree. Yeah, and I think that there's... So what's on your mind today? 754-1490. We would love to hear from you today. The interesting thing to me is we've got the Florida governor. Is it Ron DeSantis, I believe it is? And guess who's far and away the number one choice among Republicans so far for the presidency? Donald Trump. Which is really kind of strange when you think about it, and the percentage of people that still think he is going to be reinstated. I don't know what Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, is, but I think the guy should need, I think he needs a mental health test.
One, what does this guy have to do with it? Two, what does he know about politics? Three, you realize if Joe Biden
knows everything,
you realize, people, if Joe Biden is deemed unfit for office, there is a order of succession
right.
when it comes to the presidency. You can't just pick a former president and put him back in office.
Well, and no,
that's
they're
not
saying,
how it works.
No, they're saying that they, it'll be overturned because they will prove that there was a malfeasance and an election fraud that was going to be done in all of these places.
You think if that actually happened, if there was widespread voter fraud, they would have discovered it by now?
Lindell went on yesterday at a rally. He's been holding rallies all over the country. He went on a rally and said, Donald Trump got 80 million votes, won by at least 5 million votes. Yeah, okay.
Hmm.
No, I mean, the fact is...
No comment.
You know, I understand. And what was it? We had a case, an Iowa person who was being sentenced for a felony conviction for this for the insurrection that took place in January.
No.
Was that what it was?
No,
that
it
was.
Is.
What was that for? I'm
Jeez,
sorry. I missed.
You don't listen to my to our
I
news,
did,
Steve.
But I did. Okay, what was the huge shame?
So here is the story. Once again, we have a man from Florida who is the first person to be convicted of a crime in the January 6th riot.
Okay.
And this is important because it's the first person involved in the riots to be convicted of a crime. And that to and
but it wasn't an Iowan, is that right?
No,
oh,
it was
okay.
a Florida man, as I said, but and it's big because, and his lawyer said, you know, all the shame attached to what he did should be
okay.
punishment enough.
It's see, like, I thought that was an
you
Iowa
still
person.
Raid,
okay.
We're part yeah. of a raid on a government building, a raid, a riot, an insurrection, whatever buzzword you want to use. You still walked into a federal building without permission into areas where civilians are not allowed. I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Okay, but the shame, so shame wasn't enough. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying shame shouldn't be enough.
Okay.
You should, and they said they wanted like a max of 18 months in prison for the guy. 18 months.
Wow. Well.
That's a year and 6 months. A year and a half.
For, and, but what did he do? What did he do when he was inside there?
Did he
destroy anything?
By all accounts, all he did was walk in there with a Trump campaign flag and just walk around. He wasn't guilty of intimidating any officers. He didn't destroy any property. He didn't hurt anybody. But my opinion is they're trying to make an example out of the guy.
All right. Well, you know, with all the things, with all the nasty stuff people did, okay, go after those people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, why go after the people who murdered police officers
yeah,
and destroyed
yeah.
government
I mean,
property?
Get them, get those people. I mean, come on, it's common sense is I know. Common sense is uncommon, it always has been. Anyway, 754-1490, let's go to the phones. Good morning, who do we have with us?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
I thought this used to be a government of the people, for the people, and by the people.
Okay.
Okay, we should be able to go any place you want to. In that Capitol, Rotunda, the Senate, whatever the case be, because it belongs to us anyway. Now, you might disagree about the way they got in there, but the thing is, that's supposed to be our Capitol, our country, our legislators,
well,
our senators.
Well, Jack, the reason why people had an issue with this is because a lot of those people went in there with malintent, and some of them were caught with zip ties, and some of them with weapons, and that in... Some people might get understandably antsy about that, especially those involved in our government.
But the guy that they have for felony is...
The guy that they're bringing up here for hearing isn't guilty of anything. He's just guilty of being there, and in my opinion, they're probably looking to make an example of the guy.
You make an example of somebody who did something bad, that pounded, that you know, ended
That's
up...
the point I'm trying to
yeah,
make.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, it's exactly, I understand. Anyway, Jack, so you're saying that a big deal about nothing, is that what you're saying? All right. Jack's not there. 754-1490. We are taking phone calls today. I guess the question is, you know, I think what something that does concern me is we really had two different events that were going on, and there was a rally, and there were people that were there without no malintent, and not storming the Capitol.
Yes, this whole Capitol riot thing, it's a tale of two halves here.
Yes, exactly.
There are people there who were just there out of protest and didn't do anything wrong, and then you hear all the horror stories about stuff that went on in there with the people who were there to harm people. So you're gonna get disparaging stories here.
Okay, let's go to the phone. So who do we have with us?
Well, this is Jack. I was there, but you weren't.
Sorry, we must have lost your call there. That's our fault.
We lost you on the slipstream or whatever. Anyway, Jack.
Wait, I got censored because I mentioned something about the government. That's what happened. I understand.
Oh, maybe somebody's listening and somebody's doing something nasty and we don't even know about it. But anyway.
Yeah, the thing is, taking this a grain of salt, though, it's amazing how you can have rioters that burn, loot, break into buildings. They've got all kinds of cameras and pictures there, and they can't seem to find anybody. But this gentleman here is going to get charged with a heinous crime for just walking into a building that technically is legal to walk into. So, you know, it's going to be a catch-22 situation is what it is.
I think
they got to charge somebody, so they might as well charge him.
Well, but, okay, well, I guess that's the, I guess what? If you're looking to have anything make sense, don't try to find it because it doesn't. Life is not fair and it does not necessarily make sense.
Don't try and blame Iowa for this. You got from Florida.
Now, there was. Who was the Iowa person? There was an Iowa person that was.
I forget his name, but there were a couple of people who.
He was involved in some of the nasty
yes,
stuff.
Yes, but he was released because he. Prove that he was misled because he was a QAnon follower.
Okay, a QAnon follower. Okay, misled.
Which that's a whole nother can of worms.
It is indeed. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
This is The Herd.
The winner in this is also
Colin Cowherd.
There's three things LeBron James needs. One, a guy that can play almost every game. Dame never gets hurt. He also needs somebody that's as committed as he is. AD's not. Number three is LeBron needs somebody that he can leave the floor and the offense is fine. So it's fine with Dame.
This is The Herd.
And the story out today.
Weekdays 11 to 2 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Hey, it's Justin at Deary Collision. Did your vehicle get hit with the recent hailstorms? If so, look no further than Deary Collision to meet all of your needs. We have a specialized hail repair team on site now. They can repair what others cannot at the highest quality while maintaining your car's original finish through the process of paintless dent repair. Here at Deary Collision, we have advanced factory training and are certified by multiple vehicle manufacturers to give you the best possible repair we can while keeping safety our top priority. At Deary Collision, we deal with all insurance companies so you don't have to. Just follow your claim and let us take it from there with our hassle-free process. No need to worry about your premiums or your blood pressure going up. Our friendly staff will help guide you through each step of the way. At Deary Collision, we offer quick turnaround times with immediate bookings. We offer worry-free lifetime warranty on all work we do. Keep it local with someone you can trust. Deary Collision, 1309 North Roosevelt, Burlington.
Make your decision. Deary Collision, 758-6900. 758-6900.
This time of year is one of the deadliest due to drunk driving crashes. This year, we hope you enjoy spending time celebrating with family and friends. Just remember, buzz driving is drunk driving. If you're going to drink, plan another way home before the celebration begins and encourage your friends and family to do the same. Even one too many drinks increases the risk of a crash while driving. Be responsible and make a commitment to driving sober. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Businesses cannot find enough workers to fill these positions. They don't know where the workers are. Look at the price of everything. $1.25 more per gallon for gasoline, and frankly, every service that maybe is provided to you, because it costs more to deliver it, that means it costs more. They're not going to take a lower profit as a result. No, they're going to pass that on to the consumer. That would be you. That would be a tax.
Sean Hannity, afternoons from 2 to 5 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And I want to tell you, I know that, you know, we just had a commercial about some hail damage on automobiles. there and our friend at Deary Collision. But it was not what occurred to me. What occurred to me is that I got a call. It was a spam call, but it was it was actually a fraud call. Somebody calling me up trying to say they were a general contractor they were in the neighborhood checking out roof damage. Yep. And wanted to come by and mm-hmm. and I said no. We're fine,
which is the right thing to do. And we were talking about this late last week, that there are people out there who are looking to prey on people who are seeing storm damage, because in all honesty, with any situation, you're always going to find people looking
and
to make a quick
people
buck.
Are coming door to door too. So if somebody comes door to door, knocks,
you've never heard of them,
no.
send them away.
And they're going to ask, they'll tell you, oh, well, we've got extra. The other thing is, what is the other big scam that's out there? Typically it happens out in the rural areas. We've got a lot of asphalt left over from doing some of our roads. We don't have anything to do with it, so we'll give you a super deal on it if you want to have your, let's say, driveway paved.
That's also a scam.
That's another scam. And the fact is, and spoof calls. How many calls? If you answer every one of
I
your
got
phones,
at least, I get at least one a day.
Do you answer every phone?
No.
If it's not
a recognized number in my contacts, I don't pick up. And I know if it's somebody who wants to reach me, because if they leave me a voicemail.
Wait, and if you don't leave, yeah. And if you really need to get a hold of me, or you want me to
call again,
then simply.
Or text me.
Text, or at least leave a message. You don't want to leave a message? Sorry, I'm not going
to. I'm more likely to answer an email than I am to answer an unrecognized phone number.
No, if I don't recognize the number. Yeah, don't tell me. Just go ahead and leave me a voice message. If it's something important that you want me to do, leave me a voice message. Anyway, all right. We can't solve the problem, but the scammers are out there. Don't let
be on the lookout.
Don't let the whether it's roof repair or any other things that they can try to get you to. And give you, and I'm going to guess they'll all advertise that they're going to give you a great deal that you can do it. Hey, just turn them away.
Mm-hmm.
Turn them away and say bye-bye anyway. It is a Monday. It's been a quiet, quiet day.
Mm-hmm.
What do we haven't really discovered anything. Des Moines County is lagging in its vaccination rate. We are increasing the number of people that have a number of positive cases. That has increased. We're in the red zone in the latest on increasing cases in Des Moines County. And I'm going to guess mostly unvaccinated people that are adding to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, if you don't want the vaccine, well, then that's your business. But if you do want the vaccine, please do get it. All right. It is. Right now, we're going to go, what is it?
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. We're coming up on news from Fox News Radio right now.
A lot of money's being lost. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News stocks are...